Why are you so happy?
It's a beautiful zippity-doo-dah-day.
I'm full of energy, hope, optimism.
Do you happen to know
what day it is?
This day we all get the crap scared out of us by blood-sucking vampires. Tax day.
Dude, that's today.
Do you have the money?
No!
Hey, Mr. Taxman, you want to dance?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and what a day we are going to have. This is going to be so jam-packed full of truth and what's going on here in Northern Nevada. It's just going to make your head explode. But I don't want to see all that gore, so let's just say it's going to make your head spin. It's going to give you a headache because you're going to think, is this really happening? And then I'm going to shake you by the shoulders and say, yeah, it's really happening. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk is live and local FM Talk. And you know the number. Talk and text is 884-9910. You want to send me something directly? Well, that number goes right up on my screen. So does Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's my email. I'm still sitting on 1,387 emails I need to get through, but I'm getting through them every day. I've already gotten through 5,000 of them. But I will get to them all. Because communication with you is the most important thing that I do. Let's get to our poll question today at 991fmtalk.com. That is, wow. How stupid can people be? Kids don't get the so-called virus. They're the least susceptible. Yet we shut down the schools. We make them wear masks. And now, Dr. Fauci, who should be tried on crimes against humanity and in jail, rather than being the highest paid federal employee that there is, more than the president, look it up. They're starting to roll things back. Starting to. And the Washoe County School District is catching on? No. Not really. It just shows that it's a blue state and it's part of an agenda. Washoe County School District now says kids under nine and under, don't have to wear masks. Should that decision have included all kids? 17 and under? I figure that takes you to senior year, 17. Yeah. Because nobody needs to be wearing a mask. Even though it's not a federal organization, the CDC seems to be, you know, the end-all be-all. And all they do is put out information that makes your head spin. Says one thing, then it says another, then it retracts it, then it says it again, then blah, 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 blah. Masks do nothing to kids except hinder their oxygen flow, which those poor little brains and bodies need to be growing. They need that oxygen. And is harming them. How many stories have you seen about kids out playing or performing in sports, competing in sports? And they pass out. Pass out to one point. A girl in Oregon going up to her coach and saying, I can't breathe. I can't catch my breath. And the coach saying, you keep that mask on. You can go into the locker room, take it off for a minute, get a deep breath, and then get it back on and get out here. That girl went into the locker room. She didn't just pass out. She was clinically dead for 2 minutes. Her teammates came in and found her. Other trainers came in and started doing CPR. They got her back. EMTs got there, got her stable, got her in the ambulance, and she crashed again. That is what the Washoe County School District is continuing to do to your child. Just like they did in Oregon, just like they do in Washington, just like they do in California, here in Nevada, in Michigan, in New York. Because they are steadfast, Democrat, liberal, communist, Marxist governors that won't back down. Because they think they're safe and nothing is going to stop them. Mom, Dad, you're the only ones that can stop this. If your child is over 9 and they're required to wear a mask, don't let them go to school. Don't let them go to school until you tell the Washoe County School District no masks whatsoever. These kids aren't catching it. And they're not spreading it. It's up to you. It is up to you to end this farce. It's up to you to tell the Washoe County School District that every single one, except for Jet Church, every single one of those school district board of trustees are going to be recalled. They're going to be voted out because they are harming your children. And I will quote Dr. Simone Gold, a doctor who has spent years healing people, abiding by her Hippocratic oath. It's not democratic. Hippocratic oath. Do no harm. She flat out says, if you let them inject your child with this poison, which so many are trying to mandate now that you don't get back into school until you get this shot, then you are harming your children. Look it up, Dr. Simone Gold. You are harming your children if you let them manipulate you into giving an experimental shot to your child. Let me tell you about that shot. First off, this week, because nobody shouts it from the rooftops. Nobody shouts it from the rooftops. Gateway Pundit, sure as hell, mainstream media doesn't shout it from the rooftops. This week, the CDC quietly updated COVID-19 numbers. Only 9,210 Americans died from COVID-19 alone. The rest had different serious illnesses. The gist of the report was that COVID-19 is not nearly as deadly as first projected by the WHO and then by Dr. Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. Don't forget about her. Based on CDC numbers in August, only 6% of all deaths attributed to COVID-19 were instances where the only factor in the individual's death was due to COVID-19. It's under comorbidities. Now, let me take you back to another number. The death toll following the experimental COVID injection. It now sits at 4,434. That's more than 21 years of recorded vaccine deaths from VAERS. So guess what? That's more than 2%. Now, I'm relying on experts here. I'm relying on VAERS, global research, a lot of other different organizations, the Youth Health Foundation, Children's Health Foundation, and very smart people, scientists, doctors. So here's the number I want you to remember. Because I love you and I want you with me, because this is for Republicans and anybody else, independents out there, why in the hell would you get an experimental injection that kills more than 2% of its recipients within 5 months? If this virus is 99.4% survivable, do you see the comparison of numbers as we go higher? That number is only going to increase. You are more likely to die from the injection than you are from getting COVID. And I am proof of that, because I feel fantastic. And now my body has naturally and is naturally building up an immunity to this farce. The virus is real, but the fear, the panic, the devastation to our economy, the lives lost by suicide, the lives lost from overdoses because people couldn't take it, that's real. The cures are real. The therapeutics are real. Before you take that injection, find out every single thing you can about it. don't take the media's word for it. And when Biden comes to you and says, oh, well, you know what? You get the injection or you keep wearing the mask. Two middle fingers, baby. Got it right here for you. Biden can sit and spin. I'll provide the chair with no seat. And I am not backing down from this because I love you. And that's what we need more of. And if you think that, well, the administration thinks this is such an emergency, then somebody tell me why the hell the Biden administration diverted $2 billion in emergency COVID-19 funds to house migrant children at the border who, well, they're just letting everybody across, whether they're COVID positive or not. It's about money. It's about power. It's about control. And it's also about seeing who was the first to just roll up into a ball and say, the government will take care of us. I hope you learned something from all that. Please share it. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Spencer Silver, one of the inventors of the post-it note, has passed away. We hear he may have contracted yellow fever. People at his office thought he was a real square. He was survived by his wife, Paige. Some thought she was stuck up. The mortician wrote a small to-do list before the service so he wouldn't forget. The eulogy was read by the president of 3M, and the funeral was held at Office Depot. And finally, people attending the service were encouraged to jot down a favorite memory and stick it on his coffin. Reporting from the Post-it Note Inventor Funeral, I'm Ed Heasif.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll get back to my ramblings in just a minute. I want to talk to Carly, though. She called in on the talk and text line, 884-9910, and that's my priority as you. So, Carly, what's up? You want to talk about COVID transmission?
Hi there. Yes. First off, Monica, thank you so much for all that you do in delivering this information. We are so grateful for you, and
thank you.
I love your show. So thank you again very much. But I have been trying to read up, and you know, I've listened to Tenpenny and all that she does with the five doctors. But I wanted to know if you had any more information about how long should we stay away from somebody that has received it, and is there a period of time that you are aware of, and also, say, for instance, they have received the shot. Do we have to wait?
So what you're talking about is the transmission of the spike protein that people are reacting to. Okay. So I have not heard any time limit on it going away. Now, it might be that because Fauci... Fraudy is calling for booster shots coming up after 6 to 8 months. Now, if people are going out and getting the booster shots, then once again, that spike protein transmission is going to keep going. This is how they are doing it behind the scenes. So, to be honest with you, you take your chances with being around anybody that's already had the injection.
Exactly. Okay.
How long you want to do that? If you feel strange, because you're going to feel it. That's what all of the doctors have been saying. Women, we know how we feel it.
Exactly.
If things start happening, then stay away from that person.
Yeah. Well, we've just been keeping our distance, and because I know I'm aware, and I have two small children, so God forbid, I have to protect my family. So, and that's just the question, because of course the family that have received it, unfortunately, even though regarding the information I've given them, they've chosen to get it still. And, they want to know how long. And it's like, well, I'm not sure. And so I was just curious if you had heard any more information about it. So it sounds like we just need to keep our distance no matter what.
Right, because it's too new.
Until we have more.
And again,
we don't have enough information.
Again, Carly, it is division. It's all about keeping us divided one way or another.
It is. It's unfortunate. It's just unbelievable.
There's always FaceTime. There's always the telephone.
Yes, of course.
So keep in touch with those that you love, but protect your family first.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time and everything you do for us.
You're welcome, Carly. Thank you for calling into the program today. God bless. All right. We'll be back after this Fox News update with more information. And again, think about that poll question. If kids under 9 can take the mask off, why can't all of the kids take the mask off? Washoe County School District just drives me crazy. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1.
JKFT.
92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And let's share them. And let's talk about them. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. Hey, today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com. Washoe County School District now says kids 9 and under, not ninth grade, kids 9 years old and under don't have to wear masks. Should that decision have included all kids 17 and under? It should have just included everybody. Teachers, kids. Just, man, they drive me nuts. May 25th, school board meeting. You need to be ready for this. I'll get to that in a little bit. Friday's poll question, should Nevada end COVID unemployment benefits and force people back to work? 98% of those participating said yes. The government is killing the economy by paying people to stay home because that's what they want. Love this email. Love, love, love. Going back to our poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Hi, Monica. I have twins in Washoe County schools in ninth grade. Okay, so now we're getting up into the higher age group in ninth grade. They're both going mask-free. My kids notified me this morning that teachers cannot send them home for being mask-free per the principal. What does that tell you? My kids also said that they are the only ones not wearing a mask. The only ones. So sad how brainwashed so many people are. Remember I told you they were watching to see who falls into place? I want to talk to you and I want to bring you all this information, but sometimes my voice falls on deaf ears. So deaf ears. Did I say deaf? Deaf ears. So I like to play points of view from other people. And I think this is a very good one because of the fact that I keep telling you over and over that it's going to get worse before it gets better. We haven't hit the tipping point yet. So I would just like you to hear a few words from Joe Pinion, because he pretty much knows what he's talking about. I just don't know how to run this thing. That's the problem. Get that there, get that there, and...
This is not a drill. You are not crazy. The sky is actually falling, and the walls of Jericho are indeed about to come tumbling down. In just 4 months, the man who promised to be a stabilizing force for America has sat idly by and watched the world as we know it descend into utter chaos. On Joe Biden's watch, we have witnessed more undocumented immigrants cross our border illegally than the entire population of Athens, Georgia, more than the entire population of Pasadena, California. All told, we have more than 150,000 gotaways roaming the streets of America at large, location unknown, destination who's to say. And the people we have entrusted to treat the safety of the American people with the seriousness it deserves, well, they are unwilling to even acknowledge that a problem exists. Now, this is not a scene from the movie Shawshank Redemption. This is not a cute jailbreak. This is Joe Biden's America, and this is a world that is swiftly coming undone. Now, it'd be easy to say we told you so, but the dangers are so vast and the idiocy on display is so egregious, we honestly don't have time to wax poetically about who left America's front door unlocked. What do you expect when you allow China to form a $400 billion alliance with Iran and the Ayatollah with zero pushback from the United States? What do you expect when you're silent while the Iranian government releases a propaganda video of their army destroying the U.S. Capitol? All while the Ayatollah declares that Israel is not a nation but a military base. Well, I'll tell you what you get. You get what we witnessed this week. Hamas, a terrorist organization which works with the full support of the Ayatollah and purports to speak for the Palestinian people, firing thousands of rockets directly into the heart of Jerusalem. And yet, even as Gaza burns, this Biden administration still believes the best course of action is to re-enter our nuclear deal with Iran. A nation that admits they want nothing more than to destroy America, a nation that believes the Jewish state of Israel should not exist. This is lunacy on a scale we have never witnessed from American leadership before, and it's amazing that this administration is so incapable of connecting the dots. This past week, a gang of Russian hackers compromised the Colonial Pipeline via a cyber attack, thrusting 17 states into a state of emergency. Overnight, it was the 1970s all over again. Long lines at the gas pump, tweets from the government urging people to avoid storing gasoline in plastic bags. And yet, according to Jen Psaki and the Biden administration, we have nothing to worry about. Let me ask you a question. If a pipeline in Russia was hacked by a gang of Russian hackers inside of Russia, do you believe they wouldn't already be in prison or worse? You really think Putin and the Kremlin wouldn't know who they are by now? You don't have to be a foreign policy expert to see the dominoes beginning to fall and the chaos that is clearly heading our way. And the only people who can see it are the current occupants over there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So no, folks, this is not normal. This is completely abnormal. Whole volumes of history are happening before our eyes right now, and the current chapter being written is not looking promising for those of us who believe in the power of American exceptionalism. So get in gear, pay attention, and tell a friend what's happening to the nation that we all love. Because your eyes are not lying to you, and things will get much worse very soon if we continue with this Joe Biden delusion that there is nothing else here to see.
One of the things that I have a problem with is all of this going on with the Colonial Pipeline. And again, after me, there's another great person to follow, Joe Pinion, because he says it like it is. But I want to dig a little bit deeper into the Colonial Pipeline because of the fact I have heard not one, not two, but five pipeline workers now from different parts of the state, from they don't know each other. I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe oil pipe rig workers do know each other. I can't imagine where it's that big of an industry. But think about this for yourself. Again, this is where we have to get back to critical thinking. A company, which the government keeps saying, we, pays a group of Russian hackers $5 million to be able to get their systems running again because of ransomware. As soon as that hacking group, as soon as these criminals get their money, they decide to shut down their operation. Because, yes, our government does know who they are. Interesting. Yet when you talk to these pipeline workers, you have to remember, we didn't have all these fancy computer controls and systems way back when. But we've had pipelines. It has been assured to me by many people that those pipelines could have been reopened and flowing just minutes after the attack happened. But they weren't. They weren't opened manually. The gas didn't keep flowing because they needed another crisis. It's one on top of the other. To stress you to the breaking point. That's what this is all about. Be prepared. Prepare your family. Prepare your business. Because like I have said, it is not over. And it's not going to be over or easy anytime soon.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
Now a cyber pandemic. Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum. Something else that I find interesting is the World Economic Forum has a big conference coming up in August. It's been canceled. I wonder why. These people don't just cancel events for no reason. Quite interesting. And going back to the pipeline, if this were truly something that our infrastructure, something that keeps this country moving, like an oil and gas pipeline, somebody attacks it from what some consider a hostile nation to the U.S., Russia, by Russian hackers, then why isn't the White House defining the pipeline attack as terrorism? Maybe because in good conscience, they can't call it terrorism. If you do something as an example to the people, maybe it's just an example and not actually terrorism. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show. It's called Critical Thinking on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Next time on Gas Hoarders.
Hey, man, you got a light? Oh, wait, I just remembered.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's next time on Gas Hoarders.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
How you doing? It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Giving you a chance to win in the next hour if you know some cool details about 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Give you a chance to win a fabulous prize. Do want to bring you, as I'm going to start moving on to other things, because we do have a legislature in session, and welcome to Monday, where the legislature is now open, but only to a certain amount of people. They're doubling, tripling the number of people that can actually go in and testify in person. It's a start. Shouldn't be necessary, but it's a start, I guess. Just unbelievable. They think it's okay just to throw crumbs out to you. And that you'll accept that because, well, it's pretty disgusting how many people are. Last thing on the vaccine, until I break my promise and bring up something else, which is not a vaccine, it is an injection. It's a biological weapon. This is coming from globalresearch.ca. That's globalresearch.ca, the Center for Research on Globalization, and that is something that you should follow. I by no means am a college graduate. I went to college for a little bit. Not going to make it into medical school. But this gentleman did. Dr. J. Bart Clausen. He is with the Clausen Immunotherapies, Inc. Oh, sorry, Bart Clausen. He is with must be his company. Clausen Immunotherapies, Inc. The enclosed finding, as well as additional potential risks, leads the author to believe that regulatory approval of the RNA-based vaccines for SARS-CoV-2 was premature, and that the vaccine may cause much more harm than benefit. The report itself ends with this warning. This is from Dr. Clausen. The vaccine could be a bioweapon and even more dangerous than the original infection. Could that be why the bought and paid for media had to put the fear of death into people while 2% of people are dying from the injection and only 0.6% of people died from a man-made virus? You got to know who to trust. You got to know who to follow. Because those masks, now scientists are coming out and saying that they're leading to lung cancer. And yet, Washoe County School District only takes away the mask mandate for 9-year-olds and under. What does that tell you about the school district? We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show right after this.